This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Good morning, good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm A-Wad here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We've got the Richmond 804 broadcast game of the week. Gary Criswell will be on the call for Maury against Verina, the home of the Hokies and the Hoos, as well as the most college football talk in town, and Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. It's week one, game one, New York at Washington from Northwest Stadium. And if you're driving around Richmond Sunday at 1 or 3 hours before or 3 hours afterwards, you can hear the official broadcast on 96.1 FM. That's the Commanders Radio Network teaming up with Odyssey Richmond, 96.1 FM for week one. We will move the Commanders back to 910 The Fan following the conclusion of the Flying Squirrels season, the final season at the Diamond for next year, the opening of CarMax Park. I saw some photos of the inside of CarMax Park. I cannot wait to get out there. Also, to get back out to the Diamond and experience the history one last time while you can. It's a Football Friday here on a Friday, September 5th, live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. We've got you covered, all the best college games of the weekend, our best bets, and AWOD certified NFL game of the week. For the Washington Commanders, this is about as important as a season opener you can have in my mind. I know people like to put out the term must win. I'm just going to say this. It's a home opener following the best season your franchise has had in 30 years, and you've got one of the three worst teams from last season coming to your building. This is a chance here for you to make a statement, for your head coach to prove that the identity from last season carries over. And if you want to be a playoff team, right, that's the goal for me, to be a playoff team back-to-back years, something I've never seen, you simply have to win your home games against teams that were below 500 the previous year. That's New York week one. That's also Vegas week three. Michael and I will be heading to Lambeau, live at Lambeau next week. You'll hear us Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here on The Fan Thursday Night Football. So remember, it's a quick turnaround. Season's here. We just had a game last night, but for the Commanders, they're going to play their first two games in 5 days, and so you got to get off to a good start. I'll give you my keys to victory and pathway to success today at about 2:15. You know how we like to start the show every day, though, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So how about that one? A wacky season opener kickoff in the NFL last night. After the kickoff, before a snap even begins, you had one player eliminated. Let's take a listen to the broadcast last night.
The touchbacks now come out to the 35-yard line.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense number 98. Number 98's defense actions has disqualified him from the game.
Whoa. 15. I think he did. There you go. There you go. And the official was right there to throw the flag. Brian Neal, the umpire, who was keeping an eye on that confrontation. No idea, obviously, what was said. But Jalen Carter out of this game before a snap.
Yes, he spit on Dak Prescott. Jalen Carter spits on Dak Prescott. But video review shows there was a second spitter. Did Dak Prescott spit on Jalen Carter first? It doesn't matter. We all know in the National Football League, the second person always ends up getting caught. And I kind of thought that was going to lead to the Cowboys getting a victory. It was Javonte Williams into the end zone, the first touchdown of the new season. Let's take a listen to the call.
Javonte Williams, the running back, first and goal, Cowboys. Left side into the end zone for the season's first touchdown.
He was awesome in the game, Williams was, and Cowboys were up 7-0, but the Eagles drove right down the field. Jalen Hurts into the end zone. It's 7-7. Javonte Williams into the end zone, 14-7. All right, how about this? Four drives, four touchdowns. Jalen Hurts into the end zone on an 8-yard tutty run. Let's take a listen to the call.
Second and goal. Hurts. Again the tie. Now Chase. Now taken off to the pylon. Got there! Jalen Hurts for the second time tonight.
No punts. I really thought this was pretty much as exciting as a first half as you could have asked for in the NFL's season opener. So Eagles tied at 14. Cowboys get a field goal. They're up 17-14. Saquon finally gets into the end zone after Jalen scores the first two. It's 21-17 Philly. Dallas gets a 53-yarder. From there, Pro Bowl kicker Brandon Aubrey at the buzzer. We go into the half, 21-20, and that's when the lightning kind of changes the entire game, I thought, in this one. It was just so interesting to see it kind of change the momentum. After that, the Cowboys came out there, got a stop, but the offense just didn't look the same as it did in the first half. It was a Jake Elliott 58-yard field goal in the third quarter to give the Eagles a 24-20 lead. And that's it. The Cowboys would not score, and that is how they lose game one. No points in the third quarter, no points in the fourth. Dak and the Cowboys had every opportunity to win it, and they could not get it done. So that is how the game ends. Philly gets the win 24-20. Let's move over to tennis on the sports app. Amanda Anisimova on her revenge tour. She had an awesome Wimbledon, got to the finals, and then was blown out by Iga Swiatek, and that has got to hurt you mentally when you lose that badly. Straight sets, could barely get anything on the board, could barely even win a point. But she got her revenge against Iga Swiatek in the quarterfinals. In the semis, it was a thriller, a three-set thriller last night in which Anisimova comes from behind to defeat Naomi Osaka in three sets, 6-7, 7-6, 6-3. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Yeah. And she's got it. Anisimova handles the moment. And she will have another huge moment in the U.S. Open final. What a match.
So the women's final will be Saturday. It'll be American Amanda Anisimova back in the finals taking on the winner of Sabalenka against Jessica Pegula, which was actually the early game last night. I got to watch the end of that during that lightning delay in the Eagles game, and Sabalenka lost the first set 6-4 to Pegula, and then she turned it on, winning the second set 6-3, the third set with a break serve late in it to get the win. So she wins 4-6, 6-3, 6-4. Sabalenka, Anisimova is your finals on Saturday. Today, you've got the men's action, and I have been waiting for this. I cannot wait for it. I think it's going to be a great matchup. I'll be rooting for the old man to get one more win. Novak Djokovic, 25-time Grand Slam champion, the greatest tennis player of all time, if you count the Grand Slam wins like I do as being most important, taking on the next Rafa Nadal and the young Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz, who's had a terrific season. And then your late game tonight is Jannik Sinner against Felix Auger-Aliassime. Djokovic told reporters, look, everybody wants it to be Alcaraz against Sinner. Sinner, Alcaraz once again. I'm trying to disrupt that party. Well, he's going to have to win today in the semifinals on Arthur Ashe Stadium. You can watch it on ESPN starting at 3 p.m. We move over to college football on the Sports app. We'll bring on Moneyline Mac today to discuss some of the best matchups here of Week 2 in college football. But we wanted to take a listen to EJ Manuel with his expectations now for Cade Klubnik after Klubnik, I thought, was not very good in the Clemson opening loss to LSU.
Yeah, well, Justin, look, clear out the noise. I think that's the big thing for Cade, and he's done this before. He's had this whole talk of everybody being super, super high, and then when the season starts and they lose to Georgia last year or now they lose to LSU, people want to jump off the bus. We know what, Cade, keep them off the bus. Close the door. Don't let anybody back into your inner circle at this point, because for him, look, he ran into a buzzsaw in this game. LSU, for one, has maybe four or five, maybe even six guys, Justin, that are going to be playing on Sundays this time next year. The other thing, the defensive coordinator, Bryce Baker, did a fantastic, did a fantastic job of just mixing up the fronts, mixing up the coverages, and then pressuring Cade Klubnik, which was probably the toughest thing to really deal with as a quarterback when you don't have answers. So I guess my thing to Cade is, within that offense and with Garrett Riley as your offensive coordinator, have some answers built in, have some side adjustments, have some hot routes to where he can get the ball out quick and get it out of his hands and let those receivers go to work.
Clemson's not done after the opening week loss to LSU, because they certainly can still win the ACC, but only eight teams have come from losing the first game of the season to coming back and winning the national championship, most recently Alabama in 2015. James Madison, Friday Night Lights at Louisville. That is my game of the weekend. I can't wait for that. Illinois Duke should be a good one. And then Virginia NC State and Virginia Tech Vanderbilt are the big games locally that will be played on Saturday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to 8WOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. And we are just a few days away from the Commanders' season kickoff against the Giants. I'll give you my final season predictions for Washington when we return here on the new Sports Radio 910 AM, 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and it is a Football Friday, September 5th, just after 12:15 on The Fan. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. And new rule on 910 The Fan: on Fridays, we roll, broadcasting live from River City Roll. And if you're looking for something to do Saturday afternoon, look no further. The River City Roll End of Summer Bash. It's one of my favorite celebrations. They're closing out the summer with one big party, and it's for a great cause. The End of Summer Bash benefits our friends at the Richmond SPCA. River City Roll always does a great job working with local charities here, and you can bring the whole family, including the dogs, for a full day of fun, featuring live music, games, delicious food, cold drinks, and plenty of summer cheer. What's Our Age Again? One of my favorite 90s-style bands that performs here at River City Roll will be outdoors at 6 p.m., Dan Nichols Band at 10, and Bombshell outdoors at 3 p.m. So you can come to River City Roll Saturday starting at 2:30 for a full outside end-of-summer bash. End the summer in style, and you can support a great cause that's close to our hearts. That's Saturday afternoon here at River City Roll. It's time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. Stub, I gave out my bold prediction yesterday, and I had a few people tweet me. Now, they were not Commanders fans, and so maybe they're just trying to get under my skin here, but one of the tweets said, AWOD, did you really predict Jaden Daniels as MVP? I'm going to need you to explain that thought in more detail. Stubb, I think I pointed it out yesterday. I think that Jaden Daniels is a combination of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. That's my take. And I saw what he had, which was, in my mind, the most incredible rookie season for a quarterback the NFL has ever witnessed. Ever witnessed as a rookie. Better than Lamar Jackson's rookie year. Better than Patrick Mahomes' rookie year. And look what those two did in their sophomore season. They both ended up being MVPs. Now, you could argue that Patrick Mahomes took over what was already a well-oiled machine, and the reason he was able to throw for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards was Tyreek Hill and Andy Reid's offense. And you could argue that Lamar got into a Baltimore team that already had an elite defense and gave him extra opportunities, and they catered the offense to fit him. But for Washington, Jaden Daniels is our leader, and I do think that this front office has done a terrific job of making sure this offseason that you can build around him. The two massive trades they made, the free agency signings that they made, I do think that Jaden Daniels can lead this team back to the playoffs, and if they get off to a good start, and I'm talking about a 3-0 start because you have to win the Giants game and the Raiders game, and I'm hoping we can go to Green Bay and defeat the Packers in Lambeau because I'll be there to watch that one. If they get off to a 3-0 start, you're going to absolutely see Jaden Daniels' name at the top of the MVP conversations. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. I'm going to go through my Commanders season predictions, Stub. You can chime in as well. Did you have any thoughts on Jaden Daniels for MVP? Are you with me on that?
I mean, yeah, he's in the top five on betting favorites. I don't think it's a crazy claim to make, and really he is the team. I mean, if we get 12 wins again or higher than that, I think he's almost a lock at that point.
Michael Phillips said Kevin Sheehan, who predicted Commanders would win the Super Bowl. I'm not going that far, but I do think Jaden Daniels will be in MVP conversations, and my bold prediction is that he'll end up winning it. Offensive Player of the Year, I've been talking about this all offseason. He's on a contract year where he wants to get paid. He was called fat by a Hall of Famer in Terrell Owens, who actually played for the 49ers just like he played for. And I think the reason he left San Francisco was to come and ring chase and try to get back to the postseason, get back to a Super Bowl, and try to win it all. I think the Offensive Player of the Year is going to be Deebo Samuel. He spoke with reporters yesterday, Stubb, and it was one of my favorite quotes. He said, for Commanders fans, they're excited to see what you can do. What are they going to expect this weekend? And he said, just watch Sunday at 1 p.m. I'm telling you right now, I think Deebo's going to get three touches in the opening drive. They're going to force-feed him the ball. I think you have to reward him for what was a crazy offseason in which Terry McLaurin's holding out. Deebo Samuel was there every single day, working hard, making explosive plays in training camp, had that awesome end around in preseason. He's going to be our Offensive Player of the Year, and he's the guy that I think they will force feed in the opening drive against the New York Giants. Do you have a different Offensive Player of the Year you'd like to put out there?
I think it's between Terry and Deebo for me. Who gets more? I mean, the obvious pick is Terry, but the more I hyped and more I hear about Deebo, the more I think he could just blow up this season.
Yeah. There is an injury update. Noah Brown was not at the practice field today. Now, he was limited yesterday. We'll try to provide you an update later today when the second injury report comes out. But I think that's going to lead to more Jalen Lane getting playing time. He's my Offensive Rookie of the Year. So Offensive Player of the Year, Deebo Samuel. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jalen Lane. Defensive Player of the Year, I've been the only one that I know saying this. A lot of people have talked about the impactful players we have on defense, like Bobby Wagner. I know Michael's predicting Von Miller will have a great season. I heard on the Junkies, they believe he could have double-digit sacks. They're going to have him every week on the show. But my Defensive Player of the Year is Frankie Louvu, and I've been talking about this all offseason. I think he's going to be our lead tackler. I think he's going to be first-team All-Pro as a linebacker. I think he's going to get in the backfield, cause some havoc with probably six or seven sacks. I think he's going to force a few fumbles because he provides the thump. That's my Defensive Player of the Year. And then Defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm going Trey Amos. And I know I'm not going to be the only one that's picking him. A lot of people think he's going to be a star right away in the National Football League. John Keim talked at length about him on his podcast and has written about him several times on ESPN as looking like a veteran out there at training camp. It's going to be a couple tough tasks for him this season because I think there's a chance that he ends up going up against some ones if Marshon Lattimore gets himself into some pass interference trouble there. So it's going to be a tough season for Trey Amos, but I thought there was a lot of pressure on him because of the Emmanuel Forbes disaster throughout training camp, and he's shown up, and he was great. So he is my Defensive Rookie of the Year. My surprise X Factor, I keep telling you guys this, and I keep getting people in my DMs calling me crazy. My surprise X Factor is John Bates. It's the blocking. I think he's going to make a few catches. It's the fact that he's like a sixth offensive lineman. There's a reason they paid him this offseason. And it's not just because they think he contributes well in blocking. It's because they think he's one of the best blockers in the National Football League. And we're going to see that on display this season. You already saw that against Cincinnati. Two explosive runs, both of them. He was out there creating the seal block on the outside there. This is a guy that can do more, I think, than just blocking in the National Football League. I don't really want a lot of yards after catch from him. He's fumbled in the past. But really, if you are so dominant as a blocker, you're going to have opportunities to slip that block and get out into the flat to make a big catch on a third down. But I do think his blocking is going to be a big part of why the rushing game will be improved. He's my surprise X factor. My explosive playmaker for the Commanders is Austin Ekeler, if he can stay healthy. Last year, that dude was fantastic in terms of 10-yard plays, right? You throw it to him out of the backfield, he got almost 10 yards every time, handing it off to him. He was running for about six. He was a living, breathing, walking first down when he was healthy for the Washington Commanders. And if Deebo Samuel's actually our kick returner, Austin Ekeler, I think, will be on the field for more plays than he was last season. Obviously, there's no Brian Robinson Jr. to eat some of his carries, so I think he could be in the backfield next to Jaden Daniels more than anybody this season, but especially week one against the New York Giants. My record prediction, I've gone back and forth on this one. I've told you guys I think this team could win 10, 12. I think they could have a 10-win team. I don't really see them losing more than 8 games. I think they'll be above 500, but my official record prediction is 11-6. Season outcome, playoffs, loss in the divisional round. But the biggest addition of the year will be Deebo Samuel, and I think the weakest link, unfortunately, will be Marshawn Lattimore. I don't really have that much confidence that he can go out there and stop A.J. Brown, can go out there and stop some of the number ones, Amon-Ra St. Brown, C.D. Lamb, who was really good last night until he dropped a couple passes in the clutch. But I think Lattimore is going to be one of our biggest, weakest links on the defensive side. I'm hoping we're going to be 3-0 in the throwback uniforms, and primetime record I'm hoping for is 5-2. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD. That was my Commanders season prediction on The Fan. We'll ask Grant Polson of Grant and Danny next when he joins us on the hotline. This is Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And here at Odyssey Richmond, you can hear the Commanders this Sunday with a full 3-hour pregame and postgame show after the 1 p.m. kickoff against the New York Giants on 96.1 FM. That's 96.1 FM for the Commanders this Sunday, as we are have a commitment to the Flying Squirrels until the end of their season, and then the Commanders will move back to their home, the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I just gave you my season predictions for the Commanders. I'll give out my keys to victory for Week 1, Game 1 against the Giants coming up later in the show. But joining us right now on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Grant Polson. What's up, GP?
Adam, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, and I was just talking about the wide receiver room, and tell me what you think, but to me it kind of seems like Jalen Lane could end up being wide receiver 3 week 1. Do you like the weapons that it feels like Jaden's going to have for him against the Giants?
Well, as long as Terry McLaurin's able to go out and play extensively and not be on much of a pitch count and be able to be himself, I think they'll be okay, right? Because the offense in so many ways in the middle of the field will go through Zach Ertz like it did at the end of last year. I think Deebo Samuel's going to be immensely involved. I think he's going to be targeted and you know, just get more touches than people think in the early going of this game. Let's not forget, when they game planned a little bit, put together a script, and went out for a drive and played against the Cincinnati Bengals, the first play from scrimmage in the only game they took moderately seriously with any starters was jet action and an end around to Deebo Samuel. So I think between the two of those guys, they're going to do the heavy lifting. There is a great chance that Jalen Lane obviously plays and contributes. It means there's beneficiaries down the depth chart. You know, if Noah Brown isn't available and can't go, Luke McCaffrey would, you know, get to play and probably see time on the grass, and they might even elevate one of the practice squad receivers in that instance. But, you know, they're going to run the ball a bunch. This Giants team, they've got a great pass rush. They've got a great group of defenders up front. You don't want to be in a lot of obvious passing downs. I expect this to be a game where Washington really tries to get the run game going anyway.
Well, that's where I was going to go with my next question. Who ends up leading this team in carries week one against the Giants? And, you know, even on passing plays, if Jaden ends up running, you know, I'm counting that. I think it's going to be Jaden with Eckler right behind him.
Yeah, I think carries, I would probably lean toward Chris Rodriguez in week one.
Ooh.
Just based on the tea leaves, if I'm reading them correctly, I could be wrong, but I thought Cliff Kingsbury was fairly non-committal in an opportunity to add to the hype to Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt yesterday. I think it's going to be a hot hand thing, though, honestly, right? If Rodriguez comes out early and through a couple drives, you know, has 4 carries for 8 yards or something, and then Kroski-Merritt comes in and rips off a 13-yard run and then backs it up with another 9 yards or something, you know, maybe they feed him a little bit more and they involve him more than was the plan. But they'll both get their touches. They'll both get their chances. If I had to bet, though, I'd say Chris Rodriguez is going to get more looks. He's also going to be the guy on short yardage, obviously. So in those downs and distances, I think that's the only time where one of those two is like an obvious bet to be on the field on, you know, those and ones and twos, something like that with a down and distance. But I think Daniels as a scrambler, Daniels in the designed run game, especially to open some things up and help them out, especially early in the game, both going to be factors as well. I'm with you.
Yeah, they just are going to create some explosive plays in the run game, and I kind of think that's Eckler and Jaden Daniels, but I think you're right. Short yardage will be a lot of Chris Rodriguez, if not Bill. This offseason, I wanted this team to be aggressive, and they were with a couple of trades, but maybe the most important thing for the offseason was the fact that Cliff Kingsbury didn't leave and came back. What are you expecting from his offense? Will we see as much hurry-up as we did last season?
I think so. I think that's when they're at their best. You know, one thing that's interesting as I think out loud right now about week one is, you know, when you are down bodies at wide receiver, and if Terry McLaurin isn't quite in the shape he'll be in 3 or 4 weeks from a football standpoint, I guess it's possible maybe that you don't run some of the no-huddle stuff as frequently as Kingsbury would like to, or that you are less inclined to go tempo as frequently as he otherwise would. But it's their bread and butter, man. It's what they do. Yeah. They ran no huddle more last year in 2024 than any NFL team had since Chip Kelly was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Think about that. That's what they want to be. It's what they want to live in. Everything they do is about tempo. So I think you're kind of watering down the product if you don't. I think McLaurin, while he may not play the same number of snaps he would have in a week one game against the Giants had he have had a training camp, is going to be well enough off that they can still build packages for him. Maybe it's 20 to 30 snaps, something like that. Maybe it's more, but when he's out there, I think they're going to get some bang for their buck and just make sure he's out there in the looks that they want him to be so that they can feed him the football and set some things up. Other plays that you could probably trot out Luke or somebody else as, not a decoy, but someone who runs the route that isn't getting the football necessarily.
Yeah, not that I completely disagree with you, but I do think the way the timing worked out, McLaurin should have had enough time, and he's always in good shape to be up to full speed. I was worried about it the whole off season, and then we got it to the point where I think he had enough time to work with the offense where I'm not expecting too much rust on Sunday.
I hope not. He had 13 days, to your point, basically 2 weeks to get right. I wouldn't say rust for sure. I don't think he's going to be like dropping passes or look like he's out of rhythm or not on the same page with Jaden Daniels. I'm talking more football shape. I'm talking, you know, when you've run 6-7 routes on a drive in a row, are you a little more fatigued than you would be, right? Because people think, oh, well, he's in great shape. He's Terry McLaurin, yada, yada, yada. Well, no kidding, he's in great shape. He could run on a treadmill for an hour, but football shape is different. When you're taking on contact, when you're being tackled, when you're, you know, taking on a body who's in man and press coverage and bumping you at the line of scrimmage, like, that stuff wears on you pretty quick. How many really legitimate good physical practices did he participate in when he came back? It was after the preseason games. You know, they had kind of tamped things down considerably. As an example, this week, you're not doing much in terms of physicality at the practice field. That's basically like half of his build-up time. So when people say, oh, he didn't miss any enough time, that it's going to be a big issue, I get the logic, but I would ask, what kind of physicality did he experience at any point on the practice field that in any way resembles what he's going to feel in the game against the Giants?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, the first hit he takes across the middle is certainly going to hurt. Hopefully, it's just him burning people down the field and the outside and not even getting touched. Who would you point to as the weakest link on the Commanders' defense?
I worry about their pass rush off the edge on early downs, the sacks that put you in longer down and distances that put a team behind the sticks. Von Miller's going to be used, as we know, Adam, in obvious passing downs and as a closer as the game goes on. But can Dorrance Armstrong, occasionally, that's Dietrich Wise, maybe a guy like Jacob Martin, can they get enough pressure that they don't have to bring Frankie Louvu down from the linebacker spot? He led all linebackers last year with over 215 reps where he was a pass rusher. No linebacker had done that as many times as him since Micah Parsons was lined up off the ball as a linebacker in his first year in the league. In fact, it was a top three pass rushing season in terms of quantity by a linebacker since the next gen stats era began. 62% of the time on third and fourth down, he was at the line of scrimmage basically as an edge defender. So do they need to use him that way again? Do they need to use him that way more because they can't get pass rush? I guess that would be my question. Otherwise, I don't really have a lot of concerns against the Giants. You know, if they can defend Malik Nabers better than they did last year when he got targeted 29 times and caught 15 balls in two games, I think they have better corners, and I think they'll be able to. Then there's no one else on that offense that really scares me, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, but you mentioned it. My weakest link, I'm worried about Lattimore against Nabers or whoever it is against him.
Right. Do they travel Lattimore? That's my question. He traveled in the postseason. It didn't go very well. I really liked Amos's camp in preseason. Are they confident enough in the kid to let the rookie run around with an elite wide receiver talent? That's maybe the most fun, interesting storyline for me going into the game defensively.
Yeah, but it's certainly the biggest one that I'm worried about. I mean, I don't predict Malik Nabers would drop a fourth down pass against Washington again.
No, those days might be behind him. He's great. I mean, he's exceptional. I loved him at LSU coming out. He's my favorite receiver in the class, more so than Harrison. Brian Thomas Jr., his college teammate in Jacksonville, had an unbelievable year last year, too, and might actually be rivaling him for best in the class. But Nabers is special, man. He's twitchy. He's explosive. You can't touch him in a phone booth. He's a, you know, a man beater out of the lab, basically. I mean, you can't really cover him with one. So they're going to have their hands full. But I would take a situation like that where you can bracket and double and do some things creatively because there's no one else that really scares you over having to deal with, like, we watched Dallas last night where CeeDee Lamb's on one side and George Pickens is on the other. So the Eagles put their number one on Pickens so they could basically use everybody else to defend CeeDee Lamb. And whether that worked or not, we could debate. But the point is, when there's only one, it's just an easier mission. And I think whether it's Darius Slayton or Wandell Robinson, or the Giants have not yet found another weapon in the passing game that's in any way worrisome.
Grant, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, brother. Take care. Can't wait for the
game.
Happy
football season. Yep, can't wait. That is Grant Polson, GP from Grant and Danny. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Say Football Friday. New rule on 910 The Fan. We roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We've got Stub. Stubby runs the ones and twos for AWOD Radio. He also produces the high school football broadcast Game of the Week and pretty much fills in anything they need him to at 910 The Fan. And Stub, thank you for sticking with us throughout the summer as it was tough to do shows preparing. I know we had to make extensive outlines to find things to talk about, but it's football season.
It's so much more fun when it's football season.
Get easier than this. We'll preview every game. We'll give out our certified game of the week. And for the Commanders, you guys know I like to give out the keys. The keys to victory. That'll be at 2:30 on the show today. But I wanted to get back into the Commanders because I loved this article from our buddy who's joined the show. He covers BYU Athletics, Jackson Payne, but he's a local kid from the DMV, and like myself, he's a diehard Commanders fan. I loved his article I read this morning. He says, "Light for old DC. For the first time in my life, it's really, really good to be a Washington fan, and I've never been more excited for the start of a new season." He goes on to write about how he's not accustomed to being optimistic about his favorite football team, and I can totally agree with that. Like, every year throughout most of my childhood, I would get myself excited throughout the offseason with one dumb little move. Oh, they brought in Adam Archuleta. Oh, this is the year Jason Campbell's going to go off. I would get myself excited, and then by like week three or four, it was doom and gloom. By week eight, I'm doing mock drafts, and by January, I'm watching college football hoping the best quarterback will come to my team. That doesn't happen anymore. And we have Jade Daniels to thank for that. Jade and Messiah has changed my life, making Sundays fun once again. But he goes on to write, "After stunning the NFL world last year, the Commanders were one of the most aggressive teams this offseason and making two massive trades and seemed what seemed to be an NFC arms race to keep up with the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles." Now, I guess the question I have is, can Washington back it up? Can my favorite team do what I've never seen them accomplish? I've never seen them win the Super Bowl. I've never seen them have a league MVP. But I've also never seen them simply make the playoffs 2 years in a row. Jackson goes on to write about how last season was the most fun he's ever had watching the NFL and as a sports fan. And he believes the party is now just getting started. So how far can this team go in 2025? I'll ask you, 833-804-0910. Super Bowl? It's certainly not out of the realm of possibility, and there's so much excitement, optimism, and belief because Dan Snyder is out the door. And I think you have to credit Josh Harris and his ownership group, and he's not going to get the credit he deserves, but you have to credit them for all the moves they've made. They have had a commitment to enhancing the fan experience, a commitment to letting football guys make football decisions. And it sounds so simple, but we didn't have that for the last 25 years under Dan Snyder. Like, Dan could not understand that he didn't know football and he didn't play the game of football and he never played in the NFL. And so why are you making the dumb decision? Right? Jerry Jones has been struggling with that too. But Josh Harris hired Adam Peters and he's letting him take control. And also, I mean, maybe most importantly is that, you know, Josh Harris hired Adam Peters, who hired Dan Quinn, who drafted Jaden Daniels, who then brought in the free agent signings like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, and they created a commitment to setting and keeping a high standard. And that is why this team had so much success last year, because they had a standard, they set it, and even when they went on that three-game losing streak, it was Bobby Wagner speaking up in the locker room saying, "Hey, we have got to get back to that standard. That's how we win football games." And so for Redskins fans in their 50s and Redskins fans in their 60s, Commanders, football team fans like myself in their 30s or anyone in their 40s, anybody that roots for this team, let's all hope this is the beginning of an awesome 10-year span. Because the older generation and my dad got to witness what it was like in the 80s. And it just sounds like it was incredible. Every single year, you felt like your team was a contender. And for the first time in my lifetime, I can say that Washington is a contender. And I want to be able to say that and have that feeling every year for the next 10 years. That's what a dynasty looks like. That's what winning football sounds like right there. And so I'm hoping this is the start of what could be another terrific season. But like Dan Quinn said, if you think the season starts in January, you'll miss it. Week one, game one, Sunday at 1 p.m., the Commanders have got to set the tone and create a new identity. Identity for last year to me was this team beats up on the teams that they're supposed to beat up on. Well, New York, that's a team you're absolutely supposed to beat. I don't care that they've got an exciting rookie in Abdul Carter. I don't care they've got a new running back in Cam Scatabo and a revamped quarterback room with three new guys. I don't care. They're not as good as Washington is. They were awful last year. Now, they have the desperation, right? Brian Daboll is coaching for his life in New York. And that's probably what scares me most is that, like, he doesn't care. He's got to win games this year. He might go for it in the first quarter on, like, a 4th and 5. All right? He might do a fake onside kick, or I guess you can't really do that because you have to declare it anymore. He might pull out a trick play or something. The desperation that the Giants are going to be playing with is why Washington needs to get off to a good start. They have got to get off to a good start in this game here. And so I'll give you my keys to victory later on the show, but I wanted to start by saying this, all right? For Washington to win this game, they cannot have big mistakes. You can't have big mistakes. Got to win the turnover battle. And as we saw last year against the Giants in the 21-18 victory with 7 field goals, I think we're going to need Matt Gay to make every single field goal. I'm expecting this to be a dogfight. I really am. Because the Giants, I think, should be able to run the ball. They were able to run on Washington last year. Tyrone Tracy is going to be better. I think their offensive line is better. And they have the scare factor of Russell Wilson in play action. Like, that's his best ability, is play action and taking that deep shot. So I think both teams are going to try to run the ball. I think both teams will be able to run the ball. And so when that happens, I think it comes down to who has more explosive runs, right? If Washington's giving up 3-4 yard carries, that's fine. They can bend but don't break and then try to keep them out of the end zone when they get to the red zone. It's the 15-yard runs that are backbreakers, right? We saw that from Saquon Barkley last night. We've seen that in the past from Jaden Daniels, right? A backbreaking 20-yard scramble play that keeps the offense on the field there. We have to be able to run the football to win this game against the New York Giants. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. What are your expectations for Jaden Daniels week one and this kind of new-look defense that added Von Miller, that added Jacob Martin, added Will Harris as well? Adam Peters, the architect of the 2025 Washington Commanders, went on Grant and Danny yesterday and kind of summed up the offseason. I want to play a couple of clips for you there when we return on the Richmond Commander. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.